Welcome to another edition of Talk Nerdy to Me. I am Troy Stegner, your host, and I have an online influencer here, Stephen Small. How are you doing, brother?
Doing good. What's going on, Troy?
Not much. I'll go back. I'm going to ask the first question. I'm going to ask you is the question everybody's had on their mind forever, man. Are you ready for this one?
I'm ready. I think so.
Are you Everlast under witness protection?
So it's funny. I look like the old Everlast.
Yeah.
But if you see Everlast now, you'll be like, oh, okay, that's not him.
The Whitey Ford version of Everlast.
Yeah. No, it's no. I'll take it. Everlast. I could be called worse.
Yeah. Yeah. Not a problem. So like I met you. You have a YouTube, Jim Mint Collectibles.
Right.
When I first met you, you were big into the statues and omnis.
Yeah.
And, it was a fledgling YouTube. I think you only had like 5,000 followers at that point.
I remember. I distinctly remember. I think we might have just not even been at 5,000.
you were just short of it. What are you at now?
55,000.
So 11 times. Sure. Yeah, that's that's not bad over the past couple of years.
We've had some good growth. It's been fun. Learning a lot.
Okay. Like I said, going back to the beginning, what was the first thing you remember collecting? What got you started with the whole collecting bug?
The first thing I remember collecting was He-Man action figures as a kid. And I've always had this like bug where I had to have everything that went with the whole line. So like I had to have every He-Man action figure, every like, you know, Castle Grayskull, the little toys and accessories and vehicles. So He-Man is the first thing I remember collecting. It was those action figures.
You're a completionist then. If you start, you got to get them all.
100% completionist, always, with everything. It's not even just collectibles. Like, if I like a shirt, I got to have that shirt in every single color. Like, I don't know, something, the way my mind works.
That's kind of extreme, man.
Yeah.
So, He-Man action figures was the first thing. Okay, like I said, when I met you, it was statues and omnis, and you're kind of moving away from the statues a little bit lately.
Yeah, I guess... I still definitely collect statues, and I review them for the channel. I think maybe around the time when I met you, I just had caught that bug so hard that I had to go and get every single one. And over the last couple of years, I've just kind of like weaned back a little bit. At one point, I had like a huge statue display, and I just started looking at it like, man, that's like a lot of money sitting there. What if something breaks?
A lot of polystone.
A lot of polystone. So I did a purge. And I actually bought a brand new truck, paid it off, and then I've been collecting again. I started back up. I probably have like 12 or so pieces again.
That was going to be my thing. I know you are a big proponent of having the hobby pay for itself.
Yeah.
And you were just talking about your truck. So is the truck, was that paid for from you selling off a lot of your statues?
Almost 100%, yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
So, yeah, I guess I could have put it into something back into the hobby, but I don't know. I just made a move. I just looked at that wall and I was like, you know what? It was fun while I had them. You know, I immortalized them in review. So I let them all go and I bought a little toy for myself and then just kind of started building up the collection again. You know, I put some of my own money into getting the new pieces, but then buying and selling and flipping and kind of, like I said, eventually pays for itself. The channel has been a big help and helping fund the hobby as well. And our online store, gemmintcollectibles.com. So it all kind of goes in hand in hand.
Okay. When I first met you, I know I mentioned to you about maybe collecting Funko Pops because they were more affordable, and you kind of laughed at me and said,
I don't remember that.
Going to do that, man.
I started doing it, but I'm already done.
A couple years.
Funko Pops, I've always liked them, but I just knew that it'll amass and become its own like thing, you know what I mean? Like the huge virus. And the Fantastic Four Funko Pops is what got me. I pre-ordered them. Then before you knew it, I had over 200 Funko Pops. So now I had 33 Dragon Ball Z Pops. I just gave them all away on the channel recently, and I'm probably gonna get rid of the rest. It takes up too much space. It's too much too fast.
Yeah, yeah. And, well, like I said, even the guys on your channel were bad mouthing Funko Pops.
Yeah.
Until you started collecting. And then all of a sudden they like I said, you're an influencer, so you changed the whole attitude there. So
well,
how do you feel about that?
A a couple people converted over and said, man, I never bought a Funko Pop, but that Galactus Pop or that Silver Surfer Pop. But I still get the most, they rag on me the most, like in my Facebook group and the Geminites group or on YouTube about collecting Funkos. So they still give me a hard time.
Yeah, but a lot of them, it's like you made it okay for them.
Made it cool?
To talk about their Funkos instead of hiding them in the closet.
They're fun, though. I mean, it's like name another collectible that you can hunt anywhere you go. If you go to Walmart, if you go to Target, you go to the mall, you go to anywhere. It's like they have exclusive ones or they sell them there. It's just fun. But it just becomes overwhelming with how many you can collect, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And you're talking about you're starting to – you're on the downside of the Funko Pop collecting. So yeah. What's next on the horizon? Have you already started looking at something else you're going to start?
No, actually, there's this company that makes these kind of like duck-looking Funkos. Have you seen these things yet?
Yeah, yeah. I've
seen those. Asked me, they wanted to send me some to review, and I was like, nah, I don't want to do it, man. So I don't see – I like to collect the arcade 1-ups, but I don't think they're going to be as much of a problem because they don't release as many as frequently. But, yeah, arcade 1-ups I'm into. I don't really foresee any new collectible that I want to get into.
So no, you're not going to get into the original artworks. I know we talked about that at one point.
Man, too. I don't have the money for that. No, but you know what? I'm kind of like a cheapskate when it comes to that. I'd rather have a $10 poster that I could just throw up somewhere and not have to worry about how much money's invested into it. And you know, I would love to get like an original Joe Jusco piece, though, which are not like crazy expensive. I think you can get from like $3,000. It probably would be the lowest to get something from like the Masterpiece set or something along those lines. But those are what kind of got me into collecting as a kid anyway, like collecting comics, was those Marvel Masterpieces, 1992.
So you're not looking to get an Alex Ross original?
Hey, maybe if the YouTube blows up and we
well, it is blowing up. Just you need it to continue blowing up.
If it continues to blow up, maybe we'll get some OA in the Gempire here.
Speaking of Gempire, where did you come up with that name? Because that's not your name. But I know what Gem Men is, but not everybody does. Maybe you can give us a little.
Yeah, I can give you some quick background. So it all started with Instagram. That's where I started my comic book online presence, right? I had a regular Instagram that I would put up a selfie and it would get 3 likes. And then one time I shared like a picture of myself with a Marvel t-shirt on this other Instagram site, like superhero shirts or something. And it got like 100 likes. And I was like, oh, man. Let me just change my Instagram to be a comic book related Instagram. And at the time I was heavy into collecting key issues, CGC issues. And I would always go for like copper or modern books in a 9.8. So I was going to name the page 9.8. And then I was like, well, if I'm going to be 9.8, I might as well be the highest that you can be and be the Gem Mint 10. So I named it Gem Mint. And I started buying and selling on Instagram and people would call me Gem. But I never intended for that to be my name. That was just the name of the thing. But everybody would be like, hey, Jem, thanks for the book. Or, hey, Jem, this and that. And I was like, Jem? I didn't really like it at first. But then I just kind of – it grew on me. And then I just embodied the Gem Mint persona.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool. You were talking about T-shirts. I did some digging on your Facebook way back. The Life Apparel. Can you –
Yeah.
How you were involved with that?
Yeah, so I'm a huge Bone Thugs and Harmony fan since I was in elementary school. And I used to be big into graphic art as well, like around, I guess, the late 90s when I was a teenager. And I dabbled in it, and I ended up getting a hold of somebody from the Life Apparel, which is Crazy Bone. He's like one of the founding – yeah, well, they're all founding members. But he's like one of the most prominent members of the group. That's his clothing line. And I ended up selling them a couple designs, and they used 2 of them, and it was awesome. They sent me the shirts for free that I made, and it was a pretty cool experience.
Yeah, I think I've seen a couple. I mean, are they're still making those shirts too, right?
I think so. I don't know if they are still doing the ones for the designs that I made, because one of them was for a tour, and I don't think that they use it anymore. And the other one, I don't know if they still have it for sale or not on their site, to be honest.
Yeah, and another thing I saw going way back on your Facebook was you didn't always have that beautiful shaved head there.
I used to have long hair. Because, look, I was so influenced by Bone Thugs and Harmony as a kid. I grew my hair out. I had braids. Man, I had long hair for some years from, like, high school until, like, my mid-20s.
Had the white boy cornrows.
Yeah. But they were like clean, though. I kept them clean.
Yeah, yeah. You kind of look like Spivey from –
Yeah.
Romance there.
Yeah.
Okay. And I know you said you collect the one-ups. Pretty much every time I see you, man, you're either talking about a video game or you're getting ready to go play one.
Yeah.
And I know you're big into Mortal Kombat. What do you think about this new one?
That's my favorite franchise. The new one, I don't know, none of them really compare to the first three. The first three arcade games are it for me. Mortal Kombat 11 was cool, but I don't feel like it had longevity like the original games had. I could play those originals forever. But the new ones, I play it, I get bored with it, and that's it. But I am looking forward to trying out Spawn is the character. I think it comes out next month, which is March 2020. I don't know when you're watching this. So.
Yeah, that is pretty cool, all the new downloadable content they didn't used to have back then.
Yeah, but back then you would unlock it for free. It would be a hidden character or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. You got a point.
I think Mortal Kombat lost its charm when they stopped digitizing their actors, because to me that was the lore. Like, oh man, this looks like real people, where Street Fighter looked like cartoons. These are real people doing these moves and these special moves and these fatalities. And then they went to the 2D, the 3D era in PS2, and man, it was like all downhill from there. But, you know, with Mortal Kombat 9, MKX, MK11, they brought it back, but it still misses that charm, I think.
Awesome. How long is it going to take you to hit 100,000?
Man, I was just looking at that actually on Social Blade. Social Blade says by June, but that's assuming that the upswing that I had in the last month continues, which it might not. I might have a little with this one of these things, but I think, man, it's possible to have it this year, which would be crazy, because then you get the silver play button.
It opens up a lot of doors.
It opens up doors. You're not embarrassed to tell your kids what you do anymore, because now it's like a good number. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Daddy makes videos.
Yeah, then when they start telling their friends about it instead of like hiding it, then you know you really made it, you know?
True that. Are you going? You plan on using any of the YouTube studios?
I always get the emails for New York, and it's really confusing on how to book the space there. I got to be honest. I would love to book it for around October when I'm out there for Comic-Con and just do something there, you know?
Yeah, they have all the professional equipment. That would be nice. So
see, Jim, in real 4K, not my cell phone 4K.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. And like I said, I mean, you started with just the stuff I can see right here. You know, you got the Yeti and your laptop. It's not like you're pushing a big 4K camera around. But
man, my entire channel is recorded on this, the iPhone 8 Plus, hey, Jim, phone case.
That's what you use, huh?
I got $60 shadow box lights from Amazon, a Blue Yeti. I got a webcam just to do live shows, and the laptop to edit. That's it, man. I probably have the most inexpensive YouTube setup on the planet. It's not what you got. It's how you use it, right?
Yeah, it's for the content. It doesn't matter how good it looks as long as it's
good. But it does look really good. Like, I like to watch it on my TV to kind of see how it looks. And the 4K from the iPhone – hey man, it looks super crisp, especially with the LED lights and everything, and the comics are colorful behind me, and the statues are colorful. So it looks good on TV.
Yeah, the new iPhone cameras are pretty good.
I want to try the 11, but I'm just scared to change my process. Right now I record on here and I AirDrop onto the laptop, and I'm just scared to like get something new that doesn't work the same way. You know,
you just keep the 10 and get the 11, so you have it as a backup.
You know, maybe that would be the move.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, man. I know you're a busy man, because you're putting out tons of content. You know, probably one video or more a day.
Yeah, at least one a day. I try to do one a day, but sometimes there's like time sensitive things that cause me to be like, all right, man, I got to drop it right now because I can't wait, and then I got this coming out tomorrow, and yeah.
So I know how long it takes to edit and upload, so I'm sure you spend a lot of time working on your videos.
I do it all myself. You know, I film it, I edit it, I release it, I promote it. But I'm pretty quick at editing. I don't know. A lot of people say a long time. I'm kind of like, clack, 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 boom, I'm done.
Well, a lot of these big YouTube guys that they don't tell you is they got a production crew.
Yeah, see that.
You know, they come around, they follow them. All they do is perform. Everybody else does all the hard work.
See, I don't think I could ever do that. I guess I'm a control freak in that sense. Like, I know how I want it to look, and I know it would kind of like it would freak me out to have somebody else edit it some way different. However, I've been doing some collaborations recently, and they have their own people editing it, and it came out pretty good though. So I don't know. Maybe if they did a good job, I would be okay with it, you know?
You just got to find somebody good.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Like I said, I don't want to keep you too much longer. I know you got work to do, but I have one last real hard-hitting question that you're probably going to have to think about.
Okay.
I mean, this one, you're going to have to, well, I think you will anyway, have to think about this before you give a big, quick answer.
Okay.
All right. This is the question. Cake or pie?
Any kind of cake?
Any kind of cake, any kind of pie.
So then it's easy because I'm a huge cheesecake fan.
Cheesecake.
Cheesecake, wow, any flavor. I'm sorry?
So you're in the minority. Most people pick pie.
Pie? Who eats pie? What kind of pie? Every time I go to Village Inn, they always ask me if I want pie. I'm like, who the hell gets pie from Village Inn? I'm trying to get breakfast.
A majority of the people get pie. It's just not you, I guess.
Nah, I need that cheesecake all day.
Yeah, you're the first one that says cheesecake, too. Any certain flavor cheesecake?
I like plain, man. I like plain cheesecake with some whipped cream on it, but I'm down for all the crazy kinds. Like, sometimes we'll go ahead and get, like, the variety pack. You ever see those at the store or whatever?
Yeah, Sam's Club has them a lot.
Like the same, yeah, exactly. You have like a little raspberry swirl. Like I like food, man. I'm a big guy. Like we can talk about this for another 30 minutes.
You're not, yeah, you're talking to the choir here, man. So yeah, that's good. Cheesecake. So you guys heard it here. Next time you see him, you can, instead of sending him another statue or a Funko, send him a piece of cheesecake.
Right.
All right. Hey man, thanks a lot for, calling in, answering all my stupid, silly questions.
No, of course. And I want to, you know, I've always admired you for, man, having the store, Zia Comics, the way you put together El Paso Comic Con. You're an inspiration too, man. And I remember when I first met you, I was trying, what was it? It was El Paso Comic Con 2018. And I was trying to, like, last minute buy a booth. I don't know. I thought I could buy it the day of, right? And I'm asking around, and I'm like, who's in charge here? Who can I talk to about buying a booth? And they're like, Troy, you got to find Troy. So remember, I found you. I was downstairs. You were upstairs. And I was like, hey, Troy, hey, and calling you down. And you were like, man, what did I do to piss this guy off?
That's when I – because you guys applied for press passes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And you didn't think you were going to get them. And I said, yeah, sure. Here's your press passes. And I'd never met you. I didn't know what you looked like. I just looked at your YouTube channel, saw the number of subscribers. Yeah. Like I said, it was about 5K at that time. I was like, yeah, sure. Yeah. He's looking cool. Let him in. And like you said, you wanted to thank me, I guess, afterwards.
Yeah.
And somebody came upstairs and told me, because it's like a little mezzanine area looking down on the lobby.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, man, some guy wants to talk to you downstairs. So I look over to the thing. All I see is this tatted up dude, arms crossed, looking all pissed. I'm like, oh, man.
I wasn't pissed. I was just, I don't know.
I was like, here we go.
I wanted to thank you. I don't know. I just want to let you know I appreciated that you hit us with the press passes. That was the first, like, Comic-Con I've ever been to. I've been to, like, shows. You know how you have them sometimes in a casino or whatever?
Yeah.
But it was, like, the first Comic-Con, and, like, we got press passes, and the channel was new, and I felt like, wow, man, we're actually getting somewhere, you know? And so I wanted to thank you for it, and then I think I did want to buy a booth to kind of stream from there or whatever. And you were like, dude, they sold out last year. Like,
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, but yeah, you were sitting there all crossed arm like that, but you didn't look, you weren't smiling. So I didn't tell you, but I actually did have security around the corner waiting.
I was waiting. And I didn't know what you looked like either. I was like, I guess I was just waiting. I didn't know what to expect or who to expect, you know?
Yeah, they just told you look for the good looking dude. So
they should have said that.
Yeah, you wouldn't have seen me. But anyway, so yeah, like I said, you know, thank you for all answering all these stupid little questions. Hope you hit the 100K by projected date. Like I said, June, maybe we'll have to revisit and do another interview when you become big shot.
For sure. For everyone listening or watching, check out the YouTube channels, Gem Mint Collectibles. I do like statue unboxing and reviews. I do these kind of omnibus hauls and reviews, weekly comic books. We actually have Marvel sending us early comics. Like, they send us a couple of titles every Monday. An Image as well, and it's been awesome, man. It's been a fun ride. I look forward to continue to do it.
Yep, and I'll link your site from the description here in YouTube also.
Awesome.
So people can just click on it, because I know people are lazy and won't Google.
Right.
All right, man. Well, like I said, I know you just finished dinner, and you're probably wanting to go get some cheesecake for dessert. So
now that we've been talking about it, right?
And make you think about it. All right, man. All right. Thanks a lot, and I'll be seeing you soon, hopefully.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, man. Later. All right.
Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.